The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. I'm joining you this morning. Carl and Linda are out enjoying the Christmas holidays, and I'm my co-host this morning is Doug Jenke, so we've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk to you about this morning.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. You know, it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for sunny today, a high of 65. Mostly clear, a low of 44 this evening. On Friday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 63. Friday night, mostly clear and a low of 41. On Saturday, sunny, mostly clear, a high of 58, a low of 37. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 57. And Sunday night, a low of 39, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers on Christmas Day, high of 57, and a low of 42. Showers then through the rest of the week, possibility. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So much to talk about. So much going on. And here it is, Christmas already.
Well, thank you for the phone call the other day. I mean, you know, when you asked me to do this, I said, how could I let you down? I mean, well, you're Trish Clark, for crying out loud.
I appreciate that.
You know, it's just here to make 2 hours go by, and if I can explain, have some Tourette's and dementia, I think we'll have a good conversation today.
I think so. You know, and there's, you know, locally, there's not a lot going on right now that's different than other
I think
than,
next month's going to start to a lot.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Everybody's kind of low and lay for the holidays.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say. And not too much happening a little bit. I did notice that they just did hire a new county council.
Apparently the fifth one.
Well, not exactly.
Well, I mean, exactly. Nothing's exactly as they say it is.
Well, that's and I kind of get so irritated by all of that. Because they actually only had two county councils in that period. The others were interim while they were looking.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they hire and they leave. And the only subject I just kind of want your input on is what we're doing now with – okay, so back when I first got involved in government.
Yeah. That was when Barney and Fred were out there peddling the cars, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. instead of giving raises to employees, because everybody screams when you give a government employee a raise, they started this nonsense with building the retirement.
Yep.
Okay. And I remember when I was on the city council in Anderson saying, you do realize that at some point you're going to have two payrolls. You're going to have a retirement that you're paying full time, and then you're going to have your current employee. So now all of a sudden I'm seeing this every time we hire somebody. Okay, so we have a guy that's there. He's making $100,000 a year. I'm just using round figures. And the next guy, and he's got experience. He's been there for 10 to 15 years. The next guy we hire at the same salary. Didn't have any experience in that position. Seems to me he should be hired at a lower kind of thing and build up. But that doesn't happen.
No.
And then we do this severance package.
Well, you know.
And a severance package is not a week, or a month, or a year. It's 18 months?
Well, you know, that's the thing about government, is government, when I was growing up, was a reasonably middle-paying job that had a promise of a retirement. Well, it's turned into just a cash cow for those who work for it. I mean, most of them are union. They have good pay. They also get the retirement. They get to retire in their 50s when you and I and every other private sector have to go to 65, 67, whatever. And, you know, I have a buddy who's a former CHIP, and God bless those guys. They get to see stuff on the road that I never want to see. But, I mean, the guy retired after 30 years with 90% of his thing, and he's got a pension well into the six figures, and you're just like, wait a minute.
So now you got the pension, but now you got to hire somebody new in the position.
Yeah.
day one.
Yeah.
And then you're still paying another guy for 18 months.
Yep.
Full tip.
Yep.
Where does that come from?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's because.
And then you pay him forever out of the retirement.
Well, and that's the thing.
The severance package is the one that's really bugging me.
Well, and the thing is, you know, that's why the unions are so strong in the government as a whole, is because they get to take the dues, whether the people want to pay them or not, and then they get to go buy the politicians. So it's a self-serving circle that the unions keep helping get elected people who will vote them raises, who give them more benefits, who give them more raises, who give them more union dues, who give it. And it's just, it's really, it's a convoluted system. I mean, if it was up to me, I don't think the unions are irrelevant anymore, and before union people call me, the reality is this. There's so many laws. I mean, back in the day when it was forming and there was, you know, no protections and no limits on hours and no overtime. I get it. But we're at a point now, I mean, crying out loud, you know.
The benefit for the unions are for the people who are work for the unions.
Yeah.
The union bosses. The rank and file people are not getting anything out of their dues.
Well, and in the private sector, if they want to have a union, that's fine. Okay, I mean, that's private sector, but the public sector it's crazy because they now, they get the money from people who don't even want to put in for the union, who go for politicians they don't support, who to vote for raises that, you know, go back, and it's a self-serving system that just, it's gotten out of control and it's convoluted and, you know, like Ronald Reagan did with the flight controllers, you know. Mm-hmm. They need to get the unions out of the schools. They need to get the unions out of public employees and basically say, look, the laws are so stiff now across
about
the
what
board.
What you can do and what you can do.
Who yeah. you can hire, what you can – they don't even need that stuff anymore. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I totally concur. I just noticed that this new – one of the employees that they just hired – they put in an 18-month severance package, and I think everybody has a thing that kind of gets them, and I went, okay, so now we're paying three different ranges.
Three. If you go to, what is it, something.com, God, I'll figure it out. Try a minute. But, I mean, it's basically all the pensions for CalPERS. We have people who are public employees who have $1 million a year in public pension.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't even make $1 million when they were working. How did they make $1 million in pension? For life. I mean, in other words, they retire 50s,
yeah.
and they could live until their 80s, and they're going to get $1 million a year. Yeah. Really? And a lot of those, most of those, I believe, if I remember correctly, were fire chiefs or captains or something like that. But still, public employees with $1 million pensions?
Yeah, they make a lot of money in their lifetime. And well, you know, when they went to that 3% at 50 and all of that stuff. And, well, looking back, I you wonder where at some point – where it all ends, because
ugly. It ends ugly.
Well, it ends ugly.
It ends ugly.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a little early break. This portion of the show is brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank, orientated, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tama counties at 500 Riverside Avenue in Red Bluff, downtown California Street in Redding, and the Cornerstone Bank in Anderson, also on Balls Ferry Road, and Hartnell Avenue in Reading. You can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Attention veterans. Veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Little Santa, honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can give us a call if you've got something you'd like to talk about at 605-4567. It's this Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. I'm here this morning, and I'm co-hosting with
Doug Janke. We had a caller go on to me to introduce myself. Doug Janke, I am the co-host of Poke the Hornet's Nest with Nick Gardner. And then we were supposed to have me on the first Thursday of every month with Carl and Trish, kind of how I got started with Trish here. And I was asked to come in as a conservative voice on the radio. And then this week, Trish called me and said, Doug, I need help. Carl and Linda are gone. Would you like to join us? So for the listener who wanted to know who I am, that's who I am. I'm a local realtor of 25 years. And, yeah, I have an opinion, and I don't have a problem speaking it out. How's that? Is that pretty clear?
Okay, so now we've been introduced, and I think everybody certainly knows who I am. This portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers. They're having their big anniversary sale. If you haven't been down, Leonard's down there making deals, and the whole crew. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They do watches. They do antique jewelry. Beautiful, beautiful things. That special something, you're still struggling for that special gift for someone, or just a little something for yourself. Just stop by, and they can take care of you. Wonderful, reliable jewelry service. Where do you want to go, Doug?
Well, I mean, crying out loud, we've got China, Taiwan, we've got the local stuff going on, we've got President Biden, we've got Governor Newsom, and then just this morning, my wife is very good friends with a Jewish lady, so she's joined this Facebook group called Jewish Breaking News, and according to the Jewish Breaking News, this is straight from them, not from me for the record, a couple hours ago, Hamas unleashed hundreds and hundreds of rockets into Israel, and This is straight from them. So I haven't seen it on any news channel yet. But if that's true, hopefully that puts to rest this notion that Israel needs to drop the guns. I hope that actually puts it away, because that's what's going to happen. You know, the old saying is, if Hamas puts their guns down, or if the Muslims put their guns down, let's just call it what it is, because that's what it is, there would be peace in the Middle East.
Yes.
If Israel puts their guns down, it's going to be destruction.
And Israel will be wiped out.
Wiped out. And so this is a proof of that. And like I said, Jewish Breaking News, this is straight from them on Facebook. You can look them up. I'm not making it up. But my wife was a little bit horrified and when I asked her what it was about. And so, you know, that's a mess over there. And for those who are disillusioned, we are actually involved. I mean, we're already shooting stuff down. We've got ships going. Get ready for things to start getting really expensive, because international shipping companies have decided they're not going to go through the Suez Canal, because the Houthis, the Iranian-backed Houthis, have decided they're going to shoot rockets and confiscate ships. And so now Maersk, Hapag, and BP, and I think other major, they're now going to go around the Horn of Africa.
Oh, wow.
And so, and then the Panama Canal, to tie it together, which is kind of funny, the Panama Canal is running out of water this year due to drought. So we now have to have our ships go around the southern part of South America and South Africa to get to where their next destination. So things are probably going to start to get a little bit more expensive. But for those who don't think that we're involved in the Israel war, we're there. I mean, we're already shooting stuff.
And that's a war we should be involved in.
Yes.
I'm so appalled by what's going on in this country with some of the demonstrations from the Palestinian side of that whole thing, and you just explained it very succinctly. The Jewish people, I mean, they were driven out of their land, they came back to their land, it is their land, they've been gracious, but that's their country.
Yeah.
That's their place. And for them to lay down their law, their arms,
It's death.
They don't want peace over there. Back up a bit. If we had elected if the election had been allowed to stand that elected the right president, none of this would be going on.
Oh, no.
Because there would be peace there now.
Yep.
He was so close to brokering that peace deal over there. All of that would have been behind us. Now, you're right. All those other countries are involved in this.
Well,
We better get prepared.
Well, and for the folks who are these Palestinian flag supporters, put it up your dark spot. The reality is Israel has offered land, concessions, peace to the Palestinians going back before Yasser Arafat. After the war in 1967, they offered to give back most of the land that they won and said, look, we will give it to you. We will help you build an economy. All we ask is you remove from your charter death to Israel. That's it. Just words.
Small ask.
Just, you know, if we help you live, you cannot kill us. And here we are. We've got this event going on. And I will say that I'm rather surprised that the rest of the Middle East has not jumped in the way that I thought they would. I think that they really don't want, because I thought it was going to kind of spread out, you know, I mean, Iran, Syria, Yemen, I thought it was going to get a little bit more. Now, of course, Israel's fighting on about 17 different, it's like a cage fight, and they're fighting on all the angles, but they seem to be holding their own at the moment. But, yeah.
And I think they're quite capable.
I think they are. But let's be blunt. They're capable because they're using a lot of our armaments. You know, we have to keep them.
And we will continue to do that. There's no question. And that is the place where I clearly see that the money needs to go. We know where it's going. We know how it's being used.
Yep.
We know that the proper people are getting the money and our armaments are being used in a proper way.
Yeah.
And I always am very careful when I bring that up about the problem over in Ukraine, which I think I totally support the Ukrainian people and their thing. But I'm concerned about what's happening with our aid and our armaments over there and whether any of that is actually getting to the Ukrainian people.
Well, you know, before the Ukraine, since we now we shift gears, we went from Israel, we go over to Ukraine, because that's another hot spot, and we have, you know, I believe last thing that I read was something over like 100,000 military people and equipment are in Poland. So we're right there on the border if something should happen. And with Sleepy at the group, I'm pretty sure something will, because they need it for his election. But the problem with the Ukrainian thing is multifaceted in that it was the second most corrupt country on planet Earth before the war. And then since 2014, the Obama coup, the Western Ukrainians have been bombing and killing the Eastern Ukrainians, the Donbas region. So that was happening for almost eight years. And nobody said a word. You know, by the UN's own estimates, 12 to 15,000 Eastern Ukrainians in the Donbas region were murdered by the Western Ukrainians. And the Eastern Ukrainians are Russian speakers. They've asked Russia for help, and Russia kept his distance. And then, of course, Trump told Putin, stay out of Ukraine. And he did. Joe came in, and there he went. Well, we've given over $130 billion in aid, and they've now found that a number of our armaments are being sold on the black market.
Yeah,
they don't even get to Ukraine. They are actually being sold. I think Zelensky's gotten himself quite fat. And now I've been reading about the fact that in Ukraine, they have ran the men's stock so low that they're now conscripting people as old as 60. That's finally breaking. That's been out there for a while, but nobody's been reporting on it. But the Wall Street Journal finally, and New York Times actually ran a thing that said, hey, if you're going to the store to go shopping, there's a really good chance your next stop is a recruiting center and you're on the front lines.
Wow.
That's how bad it is over there. And so peace has been offered up many times. Zelensky wanted it, and Putin wanted it. And basically, I think it was going to include a Donbas independent region, not Russia, but independent. And then Ukraine had the rest. And every time they've had peace, it's been Dave Cameron and Boris Johnson and Joe Biden who've told Zelensky not to sign peace accords.
But you have to understand that the Bidens have a vested interest in that kind of being in a mess over there, because if it all settles down and we get a chance to look at what's actually been going on over there and with all of the things that the Bidens and ad hoc committee are all involved in, it's not a pretty picture.
Well, that's
the
reason.
I mean, it's the basis of everything bad in the across the world.
Well, and that's
kind of bare.
Well, that's what I think actually old Zelensky's got on Joey. I think that Zelensky comes to Joey and goes, hey, Joe, I'm about to drop the coin. I need another $20 billion.
Got it.
And I think that's what happens, to be honest with you.
Oh, I didn't know, question about it.
I think Zelensky keeps going, you know that thing, Joe? You know that thing that we got, Joe? You know all that paperwork? Well, we kept it. And that's why we keep giving all of this money to a losing cause. And unfortunately, it's coming at the cost of Ukrainian lives. And they've offered peace. I mean, in the early days, and then one of the things that people didn't know, and I've said it on the radio, Poke Hornet's Nest, look it up, don't trust me, I don't want you to believe a word I say. But, you know, Nick and I talked about the fact there was a Chinese bio lab discovered in Fresno earlier this year.
Yes.
And then Nick and I talked about, you know, why has China got bio labs in our country, blah, blah, blah. Well, we can go into that. But the reality is, one of the first things that was bombed in Ukraine was, and the Department of Defense has admitted as much, we had 41 biological weapons in labs in Ukraine. 41.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Russia went after originally.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there all up in arms that we have Chinese in our country with, you know, bio labs and all the unspeakable diseases right here in Fresno. Well, we were doing it in Ukraine.
Exactly. We've been doing it with China over in their country.
I know.
And it's a big full circle, and you know, the problem, and I don't know, sometimes I know you do too, we walk around with the tinfoil hats in a lot of people's minds,
yeah,
because they just kind of roll their eyes and look at me when one of these things comes up, but for heaven's sakes, the pit of the whole, I lost my train.
Bring it back. Come on, Trish.
The trafficking, the child trafficking, all of that is all centered right over in the base of that is the area that's throughout the world. And everybody says, oh, child trafficking is small. No, it's everywhere.
Yep.
We have tunnels and stuff all over the world, not just in the United States or Europe, or they're everywhere. And it's all targeted and run right out of the Ukraine with with all of the local names that you would find familiar from our own government.
Well, I know we got break in a minute, but I'll just say this. We'll talk about it after the break. But apparently a judge has authorized the release of 170 names of Mr. Epstein. So we'll pick that up.
You'll pick that up on the other side. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Maxwell Insurance. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. Insurance has become a big deal in our everyday life, whether it's homeowners insurance, car insurance. Any kind of insurance has become a really hard thing to acquire in many instances. Give Judy a call at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She can talk you through these things and help you find what you need. 221-0441. Give her a call. We'll be right back after these messages.
I am a poor boy to call up a bumble. I have no gift to bring, call up a bumble. That's it to give a king, call up a bumble, up a bumble.
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Thursday. It's about 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking just for kind of crisp today. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday morning. I'm usually here, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by Doug Jenke, and we're just talking about all kinds of things. If you've got something that you'd like to discuss or bring up, you can give us a call at 605-4567. Jump right in there and get us headed in whatever direction you'd like to go in. Right now, we're just kind of talking about the exposure of several people on this famous Epstein list.
Well, you know, we were talking about Ukraine and how Ukraine has Joey's number, and I think Zelensky's about to drop a dime on him if he doesn't give him money. But then you brought up human trafficking, and it seems that it all kind of goes through or flows through Ukraine. Well, I was reading an article 2 days ago that apparently a judge has approved, so we'll see where it goes. There's some very powerful people, Bill Gates et al., whose names are, because, I mean, there's pictures of Bill Gates all over the internet with Jeffrey Epstein, so his whole excuse that he just barely knew the guy and talked about philanthropic adventures is a bunch of crap. But apparently this judge has allowed 170 names from the famous black book, The Client List, to be released. So I'm sure there's going to be a frantic bit of money being spent on lawyers to get your name off that 170.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it goes back to Ukraine. I mean, that's just where all that money followed or flowed through. And then when you said that, where's our armaments, where's our money, where's it going in Ukraine, it's disappearing into pockets. There's some people getting really rich. And one of the things I also read last week that said – you know, if we're going to put a positive spin on a very tragic situation, because people are dying over there, is all that money that we are supposedly giving to Ukraine doesn't even leave our shores, folks. It goes right into Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. It's staying right here for the military industry. So and that's not a good thing. I'm not sitting here supporting that. I'm just saying. So for all the money that we keep allocating for Ukraine, it's just buying bullets and guns that we make.
Well, and the important part to recognize is, as we go back to what's happening in Congress, and I'm hesitant always to give Republicans any credit, because they very rarely do what I want them to do.
No.
But at this point, they are at least holding strong on including, before they just continue to write those checks, on doing some things about the border and being sure that we're funding Israel appropriately and not just giving them a blank check as they have in the past, and these continuing resolutions and all of that nonsense, which has no semblance of the way our government is supposed to be run. Anybody ever hear of having an actual budget and adopting it like our Constitution calls for on a yearly basis?
Well, you know, the rhinos in Congress and the liberals who have destroyed the country, we can't even call America a country anymore because we don't have borders.
No.
I mean, this week the Border Patrol has said that they are expecting between 12 to 13,000 illegals from every country you can imagine, not just Hispanics, not just from South America. They're getting people from India, China, Yemen, all over the place. I think the number that they had 2 days ago was 12,600, and they expect that number to go
a day. A day, be clear.
A day.
Yeah.
And so we as Americans don't have a country. We just need to be honest and look in the mirror and go, we are not Americans. We don't have a flag because we don't have borders. Every other country on the planet Earth gets to have a border and protect and determine who comes in and who doesn't. We don't. Joe and the group have managed to destroy the southern border, which, when Trump left office, was as secure as it had ever been. The whole notion of the wall doesn't work, it worked really well, and we actually had apprehensions down to the lowest level recorded, and now they're at record levels never seen before.
Well, and if you, people have to pay attention to what, I don't know whether watching the news, I don't watch very much of that, but the pictures that I do see, the things that I see, you've got to stop and figure out how in the world these people come across with backpacks and tennis shoes and clothes, new clothes. Hey, these people have not traveled through the woods in dire straits tramping along, filthy and unclothed. And come on, they're outfitted. There's some deals being made along the way to bring those people in here fully equipped to. With everything they need, including their little fanny pack.
Well, think about this. This is how stupid we are. We give all of those countries money. You and I, taxpayers, everybody listening, we give money. It goes to, you know, Panama, Nicaragua. We give it all.
And they spend it to send all their derelicts to us.
Well, the thing is, you know, how many times have we heard on the TV when it's lying to us, but this time it was true, that there are caravans of immigrants coming from Brazil, Venezuela, whatever. They're coming right through the countries. Those countries should have put their borders and said, nope, you don't go through, and we should have taken our money back and said, we're not going to give you any money. No, instead, we just keep giving them money because there is a design for this. There's a point to all of this. I mean, first off, if you look at most of the people coming into our country, they're fighting age young men. Now, people say that's a conspiracy theory. Go look it up, all the pictures. There's not that many women and children. Yeah. They're mostly young, single people, guys, and they're being dispersed without knowledge around the country. I was watching something on YouTube, this black guy, and I want to say he was in Atlanta, and the airport police started harassing him, and he was walking around like at 2 in the morning at the airport. I think it was Atlanta General or whatever. And he's sitting here walking around, and this cop comes up, and he's like, hey, I'm just filming. And, well, you can't be filming. He goes, I can film whatever I want. And the guy gives the guy credit. He was doing really good. Well, then four buses pulled up, and now more airport security came to harass this guy
videoing.
Four buses showed up full of immigrants that were put on planes going to somewhere in America that the people who were receiving them didn't even know they were on the way.
Yep.
And, you know, yesterday, you gotta love irony, is these cities that were, you know, sanctuary cities, and they were lecturing Florida and they were lecturing Texas. Well, we gave them sanctuary. We've sent as many as we can to them, and we're probably sending more, and they're all squealing like little pigs.
Oh yeah, they're not liking it at all anymore. It turns out that those wonderful caring people have a limit as well. And now they're complaining that their hotels are full and they're overrun, and we just simply can't handle this impact, and we don't have the funds for all these people. And,
but rather than call for Biden and Kamala
to close the stupid
border, they bitch at Abbott. You're like,
exactly.
Really?
You know, and you have to go. You just have to go back, and you have to recognize the things that Trump had put in place when he was in office. I mean, when they were sending all their people up here, and he was wanting to send them back. And they said, well, we're not taking them back. He just picked up the phone and he said to them, okay, all that money that we're giving you for this and that and the other thing, well, yeah, we're not going to be sending you any of that money anymore if you don't take these people back.
Yep.
Boo, guess what?
Bam.
Bam. You know what? You just send them right back here. And as you indicated, they closed the border. We had good control over who was coming in, who wasn't.
Yep.
If they were waiting for sanctuary, they were waiting on the other side of the border till they were cleared.
Yep.
There's so much there, and I always keep going back to the child trafficking thing because it's a sad, I mean, pathetic thing that's happening with all of these young people who are coming across our border, theoretically, to be released to this responsible person, that responsible. They have no clue who these children are being released to, and in most cases, those children are being released into bondage. There's a ton of it that goes on a regular basis. They're released, and they're out of the system. Thousands of children every day.
I think that the last number that I had read about was said that as many as 8,000 to 9,000 children have disappeared in the United States.
Oh.
In the last year.
Eight to
9,000 children came across the border. There's no accounting for
them. I think that's a small number, Doug.
Well, I think it is too, but I'm just saying that's what they counted for. And so, you know, that's part of the process for these liberals who are just too dumb to open up. That's your guy. You guys are supporting, well, I mean, you guys kill babies, so I guess it doesn't really matter if it's a child that's 8 years old or a baby, but the point being, that's your people. That's who you guys are letting that happen. So stop walking around sanctimoniously talking about you're for the kids and you want trans rights. Look, there are kids coming across the border, okay? They're being exploited. I can't blame the kids. But they're disappearing in the United States.
That's exactly right. And look at the efforts that were made while we're on that subject to stop the movie Sound of Freedom from being shown in the United States.
Yep.
I mean, that much effort. It was released 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it took all that time to get it out into theaters on a limited basis.
Amazing movie.
Amazing movie. And factual. We're not talking
Hollywoodism. It was real.
This is real. It's all a real story. People don't want to know it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to recognize it. It's a huge issue. We, the American people, we're supposed to be God's country. We're supposed to be the people who care about these things.
The light on the hill.
We are
in the gutter with the devil.
It makes me want to just cry.
I know.
The people refuse to recognize, don't want to watch. I've had people say to me, oh, I can't watch movies like that. How can you not want to know what's really, really happening on a daily basis? And they think, it doesn't affect, it's happening right here in River City.
Oh, yeah.
We have child trafficking. We have trafficking of women and children right here. We had a situation in Anderson at the 7-Eleven store where there were some children in a car who were being trafficked at our 7-Eleven store. This is real.
Well, one of my first guests that I brought on with Nick when I poked Hornet's Nest probably almost 2 years ago is a local law enforcement officer.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We're going to come right back to it after this break.
Will do.
We'll be right back.
Children sing their song.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out to play. Have you seen the building? We
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Ho, 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 your Merry Christmas station at this point. It's talk radio. It's for, you can stream us at KCNR1460.com. Or if you'd like to join the conversation, we're not getting any calls this morning. I hope you're out there listening. Give us a call at 605-4567. And we have been on, you know, it's probably not a good Christmas story, but I don't get an opportunity very often to talk about this child trafficking issue that we have. And it's such an important issue. It's right here. It is a local issue. It's all throughout the United States, throughout the world. And it's hard. And we need as a society to recognize it and start doing some things about it. If you haven't seen the movie Sound of Freedom, you need to make it a point to figure out a way to watch it. If you have to, you can buy it, you can stream it. There's ways. You've got to see that movie and make sure everybody you know that's a caring human being sees that movie and joins in the. We can stop this. We can change it. We can impact it.
Before the break, I was just about to bring up a quick story. So when I first started with Nick, we'd bring on some guests just to kind of help get the thing rolling. And one of them was a local law enforcement officer at the time with Anderson PD. And he had just been in the news for having broke up this ring locally. So we had him on the show, and he was talking about the fact that it's, I would say, prevalent. It's well documented through our corridor because Interstate 5 gets them to the thing. And so this idea that it's the border, or it happens in big cities, or it happens with Jeffrey Epstein. The reality is it's happening right here in Shasta County. And you were just telling me a story about something down in Anderson that just, it's just crazy. People have this mentality that if they don't look at it, it's not happening. If they don't talk about it, they don't need to know. And I've said it many times is, you know, you may not be into politics, but politics are into you. And so even though you don't want to deal with it, your rights, your freedoms, your money, your retirement, how you can do stuff is all impacted. And in this stuff that we're talking about with the child sex stuff, the reality is it's happening here locally. And just because you don't want to hear about it doesn't mean it's not happening.
That's exactly right. And as you indicate, because we're on that I-5 corridor, a lot of the things that we think we're not being impacted by, we absolutely are, because we've got the drug trafficking, we've got the fentanyl path, we've got marijuana, we've got illegal, all kinds of things that are happening on a daily basis, busts that are going on. When you go down the freeway between here and Anderson and Cottonwood or Red Bluff and all that, and you see four or five police officers over with a van and what have you, come on. this is not about a taillight.
No.
There's something going on there, but now we'll just segue right over to one of my very favorite subjects. And
please. So
why don't we see any of that? Because we don't have any media.
Well, no, our
we
media.
We don't have any media that covers anything factual, important news. We get opinion.
Well, and the thing is that the local media is overwhelmingly left, and it's sponsored much by George Soros. His group funds a lot of it.
Pays for everything in print.
Yes.
I'm specifically talking about the print media.
Well, I'm just saying across the board, be it TV, be it the print, be it whatever. And so they don't want to show the cockroaches that are under their skirt, and so they don't report on it. And they just talk about glowy, flowy things and the little, you know, whatever, whatever. And that's the problem with the modern media. In America, it's become a propaganda arm that only Hitler would have been so happy to have had back in the day. Is now they lie straight to their teeth and they smile as they're doing it, and they know what they're talking about is not even close to the truth.
They continue. I just interestingly enough, I just finally got very brave and actually cut the cord on DirecTV. I've had DirecTV in or Dish in some form since. Oh my gosh, we're talking the 80s?
Yeah.
When you paid $1,000 for the dish, you know, and I remember making the deal with my husband we were down at the Red Bluff Roundup. And they had, and he wanted DirecTV so badly. And I said, okay, I'll make a deal with you. We'll get that, but I get the football package. Because at that time, they would say they were going to show the Raiders game. And they'd say it all week long. And then both of the channels that we could get would put the 49ers on. And it used to just irritate the heck out of me that I couldn't watch my Raiders. So I said to him, all right, if we get the DirecTV package and we get that thing, I get the football package. Now, that's how long I've had that.
Wow. Well, I got to say, Trish, I on the air, I have to tell you, I've just lost a ton of respect for you. When you told me you like the Raiders, I mean, come on.
I'm sorry. I am an anti that. I'm just silver and black all the way. I actually, with the whole nonsense with the kneeling and
oh,
all
I gave
that,
it up. I
don't watch football at all anymore.
No, I don't either.
I haven't, and I got to say I miss it because I really...
I might catch the last quarter of the Super Bowl if it's got Holmes in it because I know that he's going to come back with 72 points and win the game. But other than that, I gave it up when Kaepernick did it and then the league gave it up.
I hung in there because the Raiders weren't doing it until the guy from Seattle got on there and he took a knee. I said to whoever I was watching the game with, you wait. At the end of the game, the coach is going to come out and say, hey, sorry about that. That won't happen again. We, the Raiders, don't do it. He came out and he said, well, you're used to doing that. It's not a big deal. I said, okay, that's it. I'm done. And that was the last football game I watched. I like college football and I do that on Saturdays sometimes. Anyway, that's a long way of saying I cut the cord on that whole thing because, I don't watch it.
No.
I realized I just had a new roof put on. They had to take the dish down. They told me you have to call, have somebody put it back up. I went in. I stream.
Oh.
I have my Apple TV. I watch Netflix. I watch YouTube. I watch Daily Wire on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Love my conservative guys on all of their different opinions. And it's still news, but it's a conservative bent. And they, you know, all the guys on Daily Wire, they all disagree with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, and you've got Jewish, and you've got Catholic, and you've got atheist, and you've got the whole thing. But it's all a conservative basis, factual.
Fact.
And really good information. If you're not watching that, you should be.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole lot better than any of the other. But anyway, I just cut the wire. I'm so proud of myself.
Well, look at this. Big moment for you guys. We're here to celebrate Trish cutting the wire on DirecTV. There you go.
It was so funny.
Our next sponsor is.
That was so funny because I actually went in and was making the phone call, realized not that they had bumped me another $20 as the start of the first year. And I went out to the guy that was doing my solar replacement because I did the roof and that. And I said, Kevin, let me pick your brain a minute. What happens if you just don't hook this back up? He looked at what he got. He said, well, you just continue to watch what you're watching because you're streaming anyway. You know, you're over on Apple TV, so help me. Anyway, that was a big moment in my life.
Wow.
And my entertainment center, all the wires were gone out of the back of it. 25 cords that I had no idea what they went to over the years.
15 remotes that you don't know what they went to.
Exactly. And now everything I want to use actually works.
Wow.
And it's easy, and I'm not paying $101 a month to DirecTV.
Yeah, well, we live up in Shingletucky where the dogs talk and the people bark. And people up there are limited to Frontier, Hughes, but we actually have Starlink. And it's actually been very good. Every now and then on a Zoom, it might get a little glitchy, but for the most part, the Starlink has worked really well up there. But the problem is for people in Shingletown is you got to have a clear sky. And in case you didn't know it, there's a lot of trees up there.
Yes.
And I have a buddy up there in Hat Creek
right
now.
Can't get high enough to get past the tree.
He's only on a 27,000-foot pole, and he still can't get a clear signal to the Starlink. So, you know, that is one of the downsides. Where we live, it's flat and open, so we have it. But, yeah, the Starlink has worked really well up there. So we could, I guess, go. But I'm a Formula One fan, junkie, and I have to have it, and it's hard to get it. I mean, I could pay for the service, I guess, but it is what it is.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, because I was paying for Netflix and for Paramount and for this and that anyway, I can still get all of that, but I'm not doing that other. And it's a sense of freedom.
Oh, your heart is free there, Trish.
It is. And my roof looks so nice and streamlined now with all that garbage off the top of it.
Wow. It probably increased the value a little bit.
I'm thinking, but I'm not interested in selling, so take your real estate hat off. We're not going any places.
You and everybody else.
All right. So, you know, we've got another hour to go here. If you've got topics that you'd like to talk about, this is certainly open line. If you've got anything you'd like to talk about in the next hour, Doug and I are going to continue to come up with subjects. Got a couple of things I want to talk about between 8 and 9. So you can give us a call at 605-4567. It is Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark and Doug Jenke. We're sitting in here entertaining you this morning on your drive to work, and we'll be right back after the news and these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the Trump team challenges the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring Mr. Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, some other blue states, California among them, are looking at trying to block Mr. Trump as well. GOP Senator Bill Hagerty says this is all about politics.
Senator Hagerty says there was no due process and called the ruling a blatant political decision. Hagerty, who has endorsed Donald Trump and served as his ambassador to Japan, also complained to Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo that, quote, we have a ruling here that would disenfranchise half of Colorado. Hagerty also says the Colorado ruling poses a far greater threat to democracy than any threat Democrats say would accompany a Trump re-election. Bob Agner reporting.
And President Biden has declared Mr. Trump an insurrectionist, even though the former president has never been convicted of or even charged with insurrection. Well, this is it. Traditionally the busiest day for air travel in the run-up to Christmas.
The TSA says last year, December 21st, saw more than 2.4 million people take to the skies in the U.S. right before Christmas Day. And December 22nd was only slightly less busy, with a little more than 2.3 million. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
I'm Donna Water.
Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits up slightly last week. Labor Department says jobless claims are up by 2,000 to 205,000. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 233 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From director George Clooney.
Well, what's that about making some money?
Yeah, the wrong thing. You get a part-time job and a cheap place to live.
This Christmas.
Come on, boys.
That bunch of kids rode like no one else that's ever come through here.
Based on the inspiring true story.
We have a bull. Strong enough to qualify for an Olympic spot.
One way down, coach.
Of the underdogs who made history.
The Americans have the 1936 Olympics.
Row for your country. Row for each other.
The Boys in the Boat. Only in theaters Christmas Day. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
Winter strategies taking shape in the Russia-Ukraine war.
Ukrainian soldiers have been receiving training from NATO instructors at the snowy base in Poland. This soldier says winter is a difficult time for combat operations, harder to move, troops and equipment more easily spotted, so they'll need to stay in place. British military analysis says Ukraine's armed forces are taking up a more defensive posture, working to improve field fortifications along the front line. Meantime, Russia's building up resources for a new stage of the war over the winter, possibly trying to extend gains in the east and deal significant blows to Ukraine's infrastructure. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN says fighting between Sudan's military and a paramilitary group has forced some 300,000 people to flee their homes in Sudan as that violent conflict rages on. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Animal shelters around the country are bursting at the seams.
Adoptions haven't kept pace with the number of animals coming in, creating bottlenecks. Operators believe the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs and housing issues. And they're in crisis mode as they try to reduce the kennel crush. Shelter Animals Count, a national database of shelter statistics, estimates that the shelter population grew by nearly 250,000 animals in 2023. Shelters and advocacy groups are trying to attack the problem at both ends by reducing intakes and encouraging more adoptions. Keith Peters reporting.
Toyota is recalling 1 million vehicles. This because of a defect that could keep airbags from deploying in the event of an accident. This recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles, all of them between the 2020 and 2022 model years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. Merry Christmas. It's 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning. Is this Trish Clark? It's about 47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 65, a low this evening of 44, mostly clear all day. And on Friday, slight chance of showers, a high of 63, a low of 41. And on Saturday, sunny, a high of 58. Saturday night, a low of 37. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 57, and Sunday night, a low of 39. On Christmas Day, a slight chance of showers, high of 57, and a low of 42. Looks like it's going to be kind of just showery and nothing freezing or anything in the near future. I did hear some talk about snowplows up high and around us, and I guess we're getting some snow out and about in those areas. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson business. Nice people down there. They do wonderful things for our community.
Trish, asking you shall receive. Winston, I see that we have somebody on the phone, and Trish asked for some phone calls. Do we want to take it there?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. And Doug Jenke is joining me this morning as my co-host. So good morning, Winston. Thanks for calling.
Winston?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
You're on the line, sir.
Hello. Everybody's heard, of course, that these lieutenant governors of Colorado and this uber-spoiled rich little girl, lieutenant governor of this state, are working their best to keep President Trump off the ballot.
Well, that's funny, right. Winston. We were just going to talk about that, as a matter of fact.
But you read our minds. We said that's how we were going to start this section.
And then there's no pushback with the California Republican Party. So what I'm going to do, if there never is, I'm just going to leave all the Republican candidates blank on my ballot and just vote the proposition. When they lose, or if they lose, if it's done enough, then they'll have learned the lesson. You can't take us for granted and just go along because it suits you financially, being a politician. I'm tired of the Dollies. I'm tired of the LaMalfas. I'm sick of them all that are in there, of course, for their own financial benefit. That's what I'm going to do.
If
there's nothing on it, I'll just rip the ballot in half, put it back in the privacy envelope, and then throw it in a ballot box to let them know.
Well, you know the problem
not
with Vincent,
voting
with that,
is not good enough.
You know the problem with that, Vincent?
You have to make an overt action to let them know you're not.
Well, the problem with that, Winston, is this, is they will never know.
The Soviet Union.
They will never know because they don't open those envelopes, and yours won't be counted because it'd be destroyed in the ballot.
That's what I'm going to do.
But, and that's good.
And that's your choice.
For the moderate so-called, like a W. Bush type. I'm not going to vote for them anymore.
Yeah.
I just won't vote. Well, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate the input. And we can go right now to the phone. And Nick's on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to call and say that Doug and I are going to have a new show on Christmas Eve. It's not a rerun, so be sure and tune in. We've got some really good stuff.
Good. Oh,
well, there you are, Nick. Thanks for informing me. That's great.
Well, we're taping the show right after this one. I thought you knew that.
I know that. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, picking on a handicapped again. I'll get you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Nick.
Well, you know what's funny is Trish and I were talking during the break, and that was what we wanted to open up. So Winston kind of got ahead of us there, and that is liberals will stop at nothing. I mean, they've now got Colorado, who is not going to let Trump, quote-unquote, be on there. But then it's a very sleight of hand because the Colorado Supreme Court said Trump can't be on it, but I'm deferring it to the Supreme Court. So they made a decision, but it's really not binding until the Supreme Court.
And the Trump campaign is appealing it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to the Supreme Court. And now I guess California's going to try the same thing. And, you know, it's just the banana republicness of how the liberals work is amazing. I mean, I've got article after article that I can pull up talking about the voter fraud, the fact that almost 7 out of 10 Americans don't trust the election, and yet they are going to do everything they can. And one of the things I read when this Colorado thing came down was they're poking, trying to get some kind of reaction, violent.
Yes.
And then they're going to be able to say, see, those conservatives, they're out of control, they're violent. And so I don't think it'll stand, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't think it will either. And the important part to recognize is, my goodness, we've got, I've lost count of how many lawsuits and how many charges have been filed in how many states and not one charge by anybody of any degree of insurrection. Nobody has said insurrection. So here we go with this out of the blue state of Colorado, four people come up with insurrection. And now they think somehow that's going to stand when the people who want him so bad, they hardly sleep at night.
Yep.
Have not brought themselves to charge insurrection because it's not there.
No.
Well, it's just not there. So I don't think it's going to stand. I believe that the Supreme Court is going to take a stand in some way or another and put this all to bed. Having said that, wouldn't it be great if this very conservative country, which I know it to be,
yep.
I know that it is majority
center-right.
Conservative, center-right,
yep.
If all of the Republicans that hold office in this great United States were to stand up and say this is insanity, stop it.
Well, that's the problem.
But they're not.
Well, because we have a uniparty. The Republicans are no more better than the liberals. They just go along. They vote the same budgets. They, you know, nothing changes. And Winston has a point in that, civil disobedience in terms of how you're going to not vote or vote is the way that they're going. But it's a uniparty. And, you know, it's really a shame that Trump's going to go down in history with two, quote-unquote, impeachments for nothings. For nothing.
Exactly.
And now the Republicans with Jim Jordan are saying, oh, we're going to go after Biden. And I can tell you, I will put money on the table. Nothing's going to come of the Hunter deal. Nothing. It's going to all be washed under. I mean, the Durham report pretty much laid out complete treason. Treason. Punishable by death.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
And they're still talking about the Trump conspiracy with Russia. On MSNBC. Like it was a factual thing and Hillary got him.
Yeah.
And you look and you go, okay.
Well, what's funny is they're so stupid in that their side exonerated Trump, not a conservative guy.
Yeah.
Their side, you know, when it came to Mueller, he was a bleeding heart liberal. He hated Trump and he still had to admit there was nothing there. And yet these people still, if you went and asked liberals, they're going to say, oh, well, he's a Russian agent. He colluded. They themselves said he did not. And yet they won't let it go.
No, exactly. And they still talk about that like it's a Bible, that all those things that Hillary dug up. And how many times, again, Hillary said that the election was stolen. They all said the election was stolen. Nobody went to jail. Nobody got sued. Nobody got called up to court. And they, I had last, yesterday I was listening to a show and they kept repeating the words that, that Donald Trump theoretically was saying inciting the riot, and he kept saying peaceful demonstration, and they just kept saying it over and over again. That's calling for an insurrection? I don't think so.
Yeah.
All of the tapes, that what little I've been able to find that since they've released the tapes about January 6th, that was a put-up deal. That
oh,
was a planned that
inside
was
job.
Inside job. There is absolutely nothing there except what was put up and planned for by
there was
her
a
name?
There was
that
a guy,
that
lady
Pelosi.
Pelosi. Yeah.
Yeah. Plastic and her Pelosi. Group. They planned that whole thing. They wouldn't bring in troops. Doug, is any of that ever going to come out to where the American people have to hear it?
Well, I will say possibly. And that is, if they steal the election again, and the last one was stolen, the evidence, if you watch 2,000 Mules, just as one evidence, plus there's so much more out there.
And to keep that thought, we'll come back to the stolen election after these words from our sponsor.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can stream at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's Trish Clark this morning. It's Thursday morning. Always happy to share a couple hours with the community, and Doug Jenke is here with me, and we're just kind of jumping from one thing to another as we go, and if you've got something you'd like us to talk about, please let us know, because we're happy to do that and explore any topics. We've been trying to hit a little bit of everything, and right now we're kind of talking about this ridiculous nonsense of trying to keep Donald Trump off of the ballot. Tell us who we can vote for for president of the United States. Are we still living in the United States of America, we the people, and now they're going to try to tell us state by state, no, you can't vote for this person who can draw 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people at a drop of a hat, is going to be outvoted by a guy that can't get 15 people in a coffee shop to know who the heck he is.
15 people in a cop shop. He can't even put 15 words together.
I sit there and I think, excuse me, do I still live in the United States of America? Do I still have a constitution? What happened?
Well, the funny thing is I look back at those guys 200 and something years ago. They were a young group of guys, mostly in their high 20s, low 30s. They were brilliant. They saw this coming. They saw this coming. And these folks, the liberals, are doing everything they can to undo the Constitution. And with every time they skewer Donald Trump, he gets more powerful. And I use powerful, and more people are saying, wait a minute.
Even people that don't like his mean words.
Yes, his mean words.
Are coming to the point where they understand he's our only prayer. Yeah, I just a segue a little bit. You talk about those intelligent people. I'm a real student of the Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
I think that it should be mandatory requirement that every child should have read the Federalist Papers prior to the time they graduate from high school. Because we talk about, well, they didn't know about this. They didn't know about that. Yes, they did. They parsed every word. They wrote essays about why they chose this word, why they wrote shall instead of can, or every word and everything they were looking for and what was to come in the Federalist Papers. So if you want to understand your government, why the Constitution is written the way it is and the contents thereof, read a little bit out of the Federalist Papers and learn they knew what was coming.
Yep.
And we are blowing it.
Oh, we're flushing it down the toilet as fast as we can.
We have a caller. Let's go to the line. Arthur. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind today, sir?
I got a couple of things. So I wanted that gentleman to rest assured the Republican Party, at least locally, is pushing back about that issue with Donald Trump getting kicked off the ballot. I was appointed to the Republican Central Committee to represent Area 3, and I just won the election because not enough people care about joining the Republican Party. So I just put my name in again, and I won the election without any running against anybody. Five of us did.
Well,
so
thank you for serving.
Area 3, you're going to do great things for the Republican Party in Shasta County. So we need more people to get involved if we actually want to win. And then the second thing is that I'm glad you brought up the 3,000 mules, because in California, they in 2016 made it legal for all of us to become a mule. In fact, vote harvesting, the only thing that's illegal is to pay people based on how many ballots they bring in California. So I can pay someone an hourly rate, a flat rate, as long as I don't pay them for their ballot. So anybody can go out in California and vote harvest as much as they want. So if we don't start playing the game here in California that the Democrats laid out for us with the rules they gave us, then we're going to lose every time. So we need to get out this season and vote harvest as much as we can so that Republicans can win. Whether we like vote harvesting or not, the other side is using it legally and getting thousands and thousands, if not millions, of votes throughout the state. So in California, if we want to take it back, we actually have to put in the work, get out the vote, and vote harvest.
Well, and you know what's funny about that, sir, is I agree with you. It's legal. They're doing it. But that doesn't make it right. And it just has this seamy thing of being wrong. And the one thing as an American citizen you can do is vote. You can mail it in. You can drop it off. In certain circumstances where there may be some mobility issues, okay, let's go help those people and pick it up. But it's really not a big ask to have someone vote. I mean, they go buy cigarettes, beers, cola, whatever. And the one thing that's going to impact their life more than anything they do is who they vote for. And California is an example of the system is broken. And so I agree with you. It's legal. If we can do it legally, honestly, ethically, and above board, then I'm all about it. But that's the problem. It just reeks of manipulation.
Agreed. Yeah. So when you go out, if you are going to vote harvest, you go to the people just like if you wanted them to vote. And you encourage them to vote. You tell them to fill out their ballot. They put it in the envelope. They sign it. And you are just delivering it for them as a service.
Well, at the rate the Postal Service is going bankrupt, we can just say, we'll just put a sticker on the side of our car calling ourselves the United States Post Office.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's turn that over to the government.
It's horrible. Yeah. The last election that we just had in Central Valley was a 25% turnout. And the one before that for the city council was a 17% turnout.
Yeah.
So if you have 30 days to get your ballot in and you can't put your ballot in the mail, a drop box, or even vote in person, I mean, there's the other problem where we just need people to get up off their butt, vote.
Yeah.
You know, just turn it in. You got 30 days.
Well, you know, the reality is, Arthur, that if we don't care enough about our country to take this country back, we are going to lose it. And we have to. You're right. We need to get people at the local level, our central committee, our local groups. I have been an advocate for, gosh, you know, when I was on the Board of Supervisors, I went to all of the high school government classes in my district and did a whole spiel about your right to vote, how important it is. I would do a whole thing with each one of those graduating classes trying to get them to recognize how important it was that they register to vote and actually show up. I mean, you know, this group of people, they're too busy to vote, yada, yada. There's those five rows over here. They're the only ones that get to make the decisions about everything you do for the rest of the year. They get to decide because they're the ones that showed up and voted and tried to make that point. And I just, people think, oh, I don't have time, or, gee, I didn't vote, or my vote doesn't make a difference. I'm here to tell you your vote does make a difference. The first election that I won on the city council in the city of Anderson, I won by 5 votes.
Oh, wow.
So your vote does make a difference, specifically in local elections.
Yep. Well, Arthur, I do appreciate you calling in with that because it's true that you've stepped up, which is great, but people just got to vote. And, you know, that's the benefit detriment to our society is my vote is canceled by a liberal's vote. So be it. There's going to be someone who actually tilts the scales.
Yes.
But if you don't vote at all, you don't have an opinion. In my opinion, I've taken a personal approach myself. If you don't vote and you start talking politics, the first thing I'll ask is, well, did you vote? And if they say no, I literally will tell, and I've told friends and family, shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to take the 1 minute or 2 minutes to vote, you don't have an opinion.
You know, I remember a gentleman when I was on the city council in Anderson, and he used to come by if I was working in my yard, and he would always come into my yard and want to talk politics. And he was always arguing with me about something. So I finally found out what his name was, and I looked him up on the voter rolls. He was not registered. So the next time he came into my yard and started, I said, excuse me, you want to talk politics, but you're not a registered voter.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. I said, then you don't have an opinion.
Exactly.
And I said, well, if you have an opinion, I'm not interested in it.
Yep.
You didn't vote against me or for me, or you're just really not part of the system. Get out of my yard. We came back, I don't know, before the next election. when I was running for the Board of Supervisors and showed me his registration. Said, I am a registered voter now.
Well, good. You changed your life.
Well, it was. Because it just irritates me so badly that people will get involved. Oh, my vote doesn't make a difference. I haven't voted since. Oh, my God. Then you're part of the problem. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
That's exactly it. And, you know, I've said it before and poked the hornet's nest, and so make sure you listen this Sunday, but I've said it many times. The liberals are destroying the country. Let's just be blunt. Every policy, everything, every person they believe in, every single thing, every element, they're destroying our country. But it's us conservatives that let it happen.
Well,
and that's the problem that I have.
You're absolutely
right. There's an interesting statistic that you guys should look up. It's really voter suppression, and they do a real good job, but gun owners have one of the lowest turnouts for voting. And so,
you said,
if you want to complain about getting your Second Amendment taken away and you're not actually involved in the process of voting to get people elected that represent you well, then you probably shouldn't be complaining unless you get up off your butt and turn your ballot in.
Well, do you have any idea what an impact it would be? Let's just say that if every person who is a gun owner who believes in the Second Amendment were to actually vote, and if every veteran were to actually get out and vote, do you know that we could control everything that happens in this country?
Yep.
If all of the veterans who mostly are conservative, they've served, they've fought for their country, they have some stake in this. Skin in the game, you're absolutely right. And every person who, like you say, supports the Second Amendment, believes in gun ownership, everybody get up and vote. Just see what happens.
That'd be crazy.
We could control, certainly, Shasta County.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything that happens here. And we could certainly have that control throughout. Thanks, Arthur, for the phone call. We're going to have to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas! They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can stream us at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. I'm here in the studio. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday morning. And Doug Jenke is my co-host this morning. And we have been all over the map. I mean, we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. If you've got something that you'd like to talk to us about or like us to discuss or our opinion on, or you have an opinion, give us a call at 605-4567. We welcome all the phone calls. And, Doug, I want to talk now about the latest great movie that nobody else is talking about.
Yes.
Denise D'Souza and Dan Bongino and Police State.
Oh, boy.
I don't, you know, it's so sad. The crap they put out, excuse my expression, from Hollywood and movies and all, I just read a list of the top 10 movies. I'm going to just tell you, I haven't seen any of them. I don't want to see any of them. There's nothing there. Can't have it. We talked about it. I got rid of DirecTV. I'm just not into all that stuff. Here is a great movie. Police State.
Yep.
In the theaters for 2 days only. Selected performances. You want to buy a Christmas present for somebody? Go online. Go in to say, just put Police State, Denise D'Souza, order that CD, DVD.
Stream it. You can even stream it. My wife and I streamed it. And
I purchased, I went to the theater. I watched it. You got to see it. This is true. This is not nonsense. This is factual, true information about the country you live in. You don't want to see it? You need to see it. You need to know what you're listening at. I have, and then I purchased a CD, and I've invited two different groups now over to my house for pizza, and watch it. The looks on people's faces, the conservative, God-loving Americans in my front room who were like, really? I had no idea.
Yep.
This is going on in your United States on a daily basis, the things that happened with January 6th. One of the things I did find interesting is that there's a lot of information in the actual movie that I saw in the theater about 9/11.
Yep.
It's not in the DVD.
Really?
They just touch on it, but the information about the explosives being implanted, the people that had been in there working in the tower
yep.
several days before, all that was in the movie you saw
yep.
wasn't in the DVD.
No.
I found that interesting.
Well, you know, what's funny is Dinesh D'Souza, I think, is an American hero.
Absolutely. All of his movies.
I would bear hug him and give him a big kiss on the forehead. The guy is just phenomenal. And Police State is something that I've brought up in Poke the Hornet's Nest on our show with Nick, and that is, keep in mind, folks, the difference between liberty and tyranny is the police and the military. It's 100%. There's no exception. Tyranny becomes a situation where the military supports a dictator and the police execute the bad rules. And we saw that in COVID. That's where this all kind of came from, this police state thing. And I've said to Mr. Johnson, our sheriff, straight up, that the thin blue line can become a thin red line very quickly if they don't uphold the Constitution. And when you look at back what was going on in COVID and cops arresting people because they didn't wear a mask, which we now know are pointless. People wouldn't get the jab, so they were, you know, being exiled, so to speak. Police state, we're a lot closer than you think to it, and it's happening right now in mostly liberal cities and states and governments.
But we're just
happening everywhere, and it's a definite must see movie because it'll show you what's going on and how far the government is willing to go to silence voices.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. I want to support you, Trish, and the people that say that they don't count. You know, if those people would realize that if they voted and all the other people that think they don't count voted, that makes a big voter block.
Absolutely.
Well, especially in Shasta County, because we've got a 2-to-1 ratio of conservative to Democrat or Republican to Democrat, and yet we have a liberal city council, and they are fighting like
All good registered Republicans.
Oh, yes, all good registered Republicans who vote liberal, and now we've got a situation where they're trying to turn the Board of Supervisors liberal again, and I don't know how that happens. So, yeah, why don't we – a 2-to-1 ratio, it shouldn't even be close. We should have common-sense conservative government.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Roberta. We appreciate your support.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Comment.
Yes, please.
I went on line and discovered that there are 10,000 members of Bethel in our community. You want to know why? Because they're all voting.
Yep.
So that's why we're keeping our liberal boards.
Well, whether we like it or not, at least they're voting, so that's the point.
And if you want to, you have an opposite opinion, want to do something different than, go out and vote. And you know, here's the deal. The day of the election, I vote on the election day. I go to my polls and I vote. But call your friends. Call your neighbors. Have you voted? Can I give you a ride? Let's go to the polls. Be responsible to get 3 or 4 or 5 other people to make sure they take the time to go down and vote that day. What a difference we can make when we're proactive and involved and get out there and if nothing else, shame them into voting, for heaven's sake.
My point is we have 3 Bethel members on our city board.
Yes.
And because they have a big voters block.
Yep.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Roberta, for calling, and we'll go directly back to the phones. Ron, good morning. Ron?
Are you there, Ron?
Are you there, Ron?
I am here.
It's your time, sir. What's up?
Okay. I'm next?
Yes, you're up.
Okay. Hello. I'm not so sure how much our country of us are. They keep letting a lot of illegals in, so I think they're outnumbering us. And then as far as my vote, I believe my vote is counted, but I'm not sure if it counts because they can, from the way I see it, they can change the vote electronically.
Yeah.
And so this is where I'm wondering if my vote actually counts. And so this is where I'm coming from, and we can't even go into the election office to see what's going on because Kathy Darling Allen has put up a fence and to keep the people out. So anyhow, that's my comment. So thank you very much.
Appreciate that, Ron. You know, I think that what we have to recognize is that this tampering of votes is not a new thing. They've been messing with our elections for years. When Donald Trump was elected the first time, they had attempted to do it then. They just had no idea of the support that Donald Trump actually had. And so they didn't rig it strong enough.
Nope.
And so he was able to win. The second time around, they had their act together a little better, I guess, or maybe we didn't have our act together or whatever with the courts. I don't think they can do that again. I think that there's been enough, there'll be enough watchdogs out there, hopefully, and hopefully our side is prepared to to stop some of these shenanigans. I love the story about how this all started, and we can both do it. We just have to be sure that we're getting our fix in as big as they're getting their fix in, and I still say the key is to get out and vote. Overwhelm them with enough votes that they can't swing it in the other direction.
Well, Ron, let me touch base
with you. At least it's worth a try. It's better than doing nothing.
Well, Ron, let me just touch base with you on one thing. When you say that you're not sure, your vote counts, but you're not sure it's counting or it's being counted, one thing I can tell you is if you don't vote, it'll never be counted. So at least continue voting, my friend, because at least you can say you did and you voted whatever left, right, middle that you went for. But the thing is, Trish, I'm not so sure they're not going to mess with the vote again because I think what happened is in 2020 they got caught. They found out we filed, you know, with 2,000 mules. We traced their cell phones. We put videos, blah blah blah. And I'm pretty sure they learned what we found out, and they're going to be different about it. I am absolutely, to the largest extent, not a fan of our voter register of voters. I mean, she is a supporter and a speaker for George Soros-funded events. And let that sink in. Shasta County has a registrar who went to Washington, D.C. to speak at a George Soros-funded event.
I mean,
let that
make
sink
your
in.
Head spin.
Let that sink in. That's who gets to count our votes. Why was she there? Why in the heck was she there? So I'm not sure, Trish, that they haven't learned. I think, as a matter of fact, they learned what we found. In other words, we caught their hand in the cookie jar, and now they're trying to find a way to get the cookie jar from underneath. But to answer Ron's thing, if you don't vote, then it never counts. So you still got to continue voting.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
How the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
And this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, just a few days before Christmas. My goodness, we've been talking about all kinds of things that had absolutely nothing to do with the holiday season, if you will. But that's what talk radio is for. And if you'd like to be a part of that and join in, give us a call at 605-4567. We've got just, few 10 minutes left here. I can't believe the 2 hours has gone by so quickly. This is Trish Clark this morning, and I'm joined in the studio all morning long by Doug Jenke, and we've hit on pretty much everything we can think of at this point.
Well, not exactly.
Well, there's a whole bunch more. Yeah, we could do for two more hours, I'm sure.
We could go for on. But, you know, we talked about it briefly, the southern border and how wide open it is and how the liberals have destroyed it. My wife just came back from Europe, and she's Dutch, and she was in Holland, and everywhere she went in Holland, so this is going to tie to the immigration situation we have in America, all she sees is, and I say all, let me re-relative, large amounts of burqas and Muslim immigrants and Palestinian flags and the whole works, to the point where, you know, in case you didn't know it, this is what happens with unfettered immigration, is Sweden is at the point now that within 20 years it will be a Muslim nation. And we are letting in 13,000 people a day that are not registered, not legal, going to ask for a bunch of free stuff, and they're being placed all around the country with nobody's permission. Folks, we really have a problem with immigration on our southern border, and when you look at what's going on in Europe and the influx of the immigrants, I mean,
Not talking just Hispanics. We're talking,
well, I mean, the southern border.
We're talking the whole thing, yeah.
The southern border is, I mean, they're catching people from China, Syria, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Nigeria. These are people who don't and will never become Americans in mentality. They are not here for America. They're here to take advantage of stuff, and they're not going to become Americans.
There's a whole, and if you go online, you can find out about this population thing and how things are happening. None of the European countries, not the United States, we are not even Japan, are producing, having enough children to continue our population.
Yep.
In order to, and I've forgotten the numbers exactly, but you have to have a certain number of descendants every cycle in order to maintain your nationality. None of us are doing that.
2.1.
Okay. Well, we're not doing it.
No.
In any of the countries. So over a period of time, that one of the main things that are certainly are the Muslims.
Yep.
And they're way more than populating enough to take us all over.
Well, the thing is in Sweden in particular, back when Obama, why does that name keep coming up? You know,
well, because he's still running the White House. Little puppet in the background there, still there.
Well, I mean,
rest assured.
He overthrew the Ukrainian government on a coup, and then he created the Arab Spring on purpose to flood Europe with Muslim immigrants. Well, in Sweden, they've got, I think Sweden's 10 million people. I think they allowed over 400,000 immigrants, Muslim immigrants, who have no desire to speak Swedish, become Swedish, whatever. The average Swede has about 1.4 kids per family. The average Muslim has around 7.
Yes.
And that's why they're saying that in 20 years, Sweden will be a Muslim country. And folks, I'm telling you, the rape, the violence, the criminal activity that we are now receiving in America, it's due to the southern border, a lot of it. And the fentanyl is coming in. I mean, we really should be beating the living crap out of China. They are killing more of our Americans every year than were killed in all of Vietnam, the entire war.
There you go. Speaking of other countries, Belgium, they say by 2030.
Yeah.
It's 2023.
Yeah.
They will be a total Muslim country.
And Holland's not far behind. The traditional Dutch, I should say, which, you know, are of every skin, color, and race, but the traditional Dutch will be full minorities in the next few years.
We're going to go to the phones. Good morning, Robert. What do you have to say?
There he is. Are you there, Robert?
I am.
What do you got, sir?
You guys touched on it a little bit there. I just wanted to put the little scary notion in everybody's head over here in America and the rest of Western society that in Muslim countries, there is zero abortion. There is no abortion. Eventually, they will outnumber us.
Yep.
And so the longer we keep murdering babies over here, the faster that's going to happen. Hey, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas, Robert, and good point.
Well, and you know what's funny, Robert, is, you know, we have all of these idiots, and I can tell you they're all left-side idiots, that are supporting Palestine, you know, the lesbian, gay, LGBTQRSWXYZ faction.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. If they were over in the Middle East, they would all be dead. There is no homosexuality. There is no lesbian. There is none of that trans stuff.
And they
support them. And you're like, why do you do? These are the people you would kill you if you were in their country.
You do understand that if you were to stand up and say what you're saying about them in their country, they would kill you.
Yes. Yes. And back when we were in Iraq and ISIS was very active, there was videos that you could find quite easily. I'm not suggesting you go looking for them, but there was videos that ISIS would point out, and they would just get homosexuals and lesbians, and they would throw them off the top of buildings. And yet this is in America and around the world. No, I mean Australia, Asia, Europe. Asia is really – I've got to be honest with you. Asia, you got to give those folks credit. There's not a lot of pro-Palestinian protests going on anywhere in Asia. Japan, China, Singapore, nowhere is there pro-Palestinian stuff. So that's kind of an interesting thing to note. But in all of Western society, we've got this pro-Palestinian LGBTQRXWXYZ, and yet those very people that they support would kill them.
Yeah.
And they don't understand it. And then you see what Trish and I were just talking about, what are we going to finish up the last of the show? Then you see the absolute dysfunction and corruptness that has become our universities. I was glad to see that in one case, I want to see UPenn, one of the donors withdrew $100 million in support. They need to do that to all of those universities. Withdraw all of it. If you're Jewish, withdraw all your support.
And that's the key. There is a ton of Jewish money out in our education system.
Yep.
And I was reading an article just last evening, and I didn't get to finish it, but it was about those donors who are standing up and saying, okay, enough is enough. Deans of school, different things that are happening. I think you're going to see a tremendous amount of reaction in protest to these things that are happening.
I don't know, because the problem is they've actually – I mean, given the credit, I mean, the liberals are very smart that way. They started with the elementary system, and then they got it up to the university system. So these poor kids are indoctrinated, and undoctrinating them is going to be tough.
Doug, they said, we cannot take over the United States way back because they have too many guns. We will do it through their schools. And then we will put one of our own in the White House, and we will take control.
Yep.
We went through that whole process. We were almost there when we elected Obama.
Yep.
Threw a little kink in it when Donald Trump stepped in and disrupted their mess.
Yep.
We better kink it again, or we're going to lose it. It's incredible. We've just got just a couple minutes left.
Yes.
I do want to just kind of reach out to the community. I so enjoyed doing this show, having the opportunity to come in here and vent my opinion. What a great opportunity that Carl and Linda have given us to have this show, this ability to talk about whatever we want to, a true example of what the United States is and our own small community. And I just want to let the community know how blessed I feel to live in a community where people are gracious and friendly, and I'm so well accepted, and I want to thank the community for that, because I appreciate it when I go through the crowd and somebody says, I like Thursday morning, or what have you. What a great place to live and raise a family. Looking forward to the Christmas holidays. Want to wish everybody out there just a very Merry Christmas and a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year. And Doug, final words?
Well, I'm going to go all Patrick Swayze ghost on you and say ditto. No, I look at the microphone is I'm not a person that can sit there and look back and say, I wish I had done or I wish I had said something. It's a small microphone. It's a small community. And I just have the privilege of being able to sit in front of it with you and then with Nick on Sundays. And so thank you for listening. And I agree. We have a great community. I moved here 25 years ago from Europe, and I love it. And this is just an amazing thing right before we get into Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you for letting us take your time this morning.
Yes, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. But Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas, and spend time with your loved ones. And remember someone who is out there that doesn't have some place to be, maybe invite them to your Christmas dinner. There are those out there. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Carl and Linda, for letting us have this hour.
Merry Christmas, guys.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.